I applaud the SJC for now finally recognizing the need for having rules and regulations in place to deal with the ongoing conduct of television in the courtroom. So that's something that we've been arguing for many months, and the court finally has recognized that. So I welcome that portion of the decision. I'm sorry that it took a child rape victim in a dangerousness hearing and something of that nature for us to finally get before the court to have them put in place, or suggest that they put in place rules and regulations to govern the conduct of television. The court should also now recognize that the so-called Judiciary Media Committee, which I guess was initially started in 1995, have been tasked with a very complicated task of now helping develop a complex set of rules and regulations that will protect people's First Amendment rights, as well as protect those rights of a victim and a defendant to a fair trial. And so the makeup of the committee is woefully inadequate and does not, for instance, include one single representative on the committee who has a history of working with or standing up for the rights of victim. And I think that the court now is going to have to address that issue before they set down to the rulemaking process, and that's something that this office will ask the court to do.